Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Okay, we got a hostess on tonight. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry for the delay.
Yeah, I'm about to give up.
Yeah, Andrew thought time had changed. Okay. Let me put everybody on.
The
edge of them time change. She thought time change here. And on Eastern. Yeah.
They would have changed on that coast, too.
I thought I had another hour to go.
Oh, wait.
Okay, so I have Mom and Mr. Verner.
Yes.
Auntie Carrie, yeah. Auntie Betty.
Yes.
Bruce and Daniel.
Okay. Yep.
And Dot. No. Where am I? No. I'm sorry.
By name, she didn't call.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Somebody needs to turn the radio off.
Okay.
Okay, and do you want to go ahead and get started?
Who would you turn it off?
Are you leading this for me?
I can lead it since you was out behind us today. Is Brian with you?
Yeah, he's here.
I know.
Okay, I'll do roll call, and then we'll go ahead and get started right into the prayer line. I have Mom, Daddy Verna, Angela, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Ruth, Daniel, LaToya, Kira, Auntie Dot, and Brian. Did I miss anyone? Okay. Well, good evening, everyone. I hope y'all had a blessed week. Today, our program is on God's perspective on what to read when starting a new job. So, after we do the opening prayer, we'll go around and see who would like to read something for the program today. So, if everyone would bow their head for the open prayer line, the blessings of the prayer line, please. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we come to you this hour asking for your blessing and help. As we are gathered together, we pray for guidance in the matters at hand and asking that you would clearly show us how to conduct our work with the spirit of joy. We ask that you remove anything that is not of your way for our service tonight. Help us to be doers of your word. Bless everyone that is here tonight and the ones that could not be with us. May your spirit move through us, with us, and in us. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say
amen.
Okay, tonight our topic is on when you're starting a new job. First, we have First King. Anyone wants to volunteer for First King?
I have that. If nobody else has it.
I is Nate. What's your name?
Barna, Miss Barna.
Who said they want to do First King?
Miss Barna.
Oh, Aretha. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Proverbs. Anyone wants to read Proverbs?
I read Proverbs. Karen.
Auntie Carrie. Matthew. Don't everybody speak at once. LaToya, read Matthew.
I do Matthew.
LaToya said she'll do it. Who said they'll do it?
Oh, this is Bruce, but she can go ahead.
You'll do Matthew? Toy, you want to do Romans? Okay. Bruce, Matthew. Toya, Romans. I would like to do Galatians if I wasn't going to.
That's what Mr. Gunner had picked up.
Mr. Vernon wanted to do Galatians?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have Ephesians.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll read that one.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started on our program tonight on God's perspective, what to read when starting a new job. Miss Verna?
Okay. This is 1 Kings chapter 3, 1 through 14. And Solomon made a finishing gift to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David until he had made an end of building his own house and the house of the Lord. And walls on the roof round about. Only the people satisfied in high places, because there was no house built unto the name of the Lord until those days. And Sodom loved the Lord, walking in the statute of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sanctify there. For that was the great high place, a thousand burnt offerings being Solomon offered up that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord, my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, for who is able to judge this thy so great people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither have asked riches for thyself, nor have asked the life of thy enemy, but have asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy word. Lo, I have given thee the wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any rise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my way to keep my statute, my commandment, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thy days." So it also, that's Ian also telling us he can lengthen our days.
Amen.
Okay, next we have Auntie Karen to us on Proverbs.
Oh, Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4 and 5.
Correct.
"He becometh poor that dealeth with a slight hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh riches. And he gathered in summer in the wise son, but he that sleepeth in the harvest is a son that causes shame." Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we have Bruce coming to us out of Matthew.
Okay, I'll be reading out of Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 26, and it reads, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commandments will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, do not murder. And anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Raka, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gifts at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. Amen.
Amen.
Hey.
Okay, we have LaToya coming to us at Romans.
All right, Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me,
Loretta,
every man that is among you, not to think of himself
as
holy, then he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has to every measure of faith. Amen.
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 Yeah, we couldn't hardly hear her, though.
I think you turned it.
Does she need to repeat it? Let me just get out of the same room she's in. Okay, so we want to do Romans.
Yes.
Oh, my whole body. Is that with me?
All right, I'll be reading from Romans chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith.
Amen.
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 Okay, moving right along, we have our Daddy Werner coming in with Galatians.
I'll be reading from Galatians chapter 5, 13 through 26. Voice. For our brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only you not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love to one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. I love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one or another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to the other, so that you cannot do the thing that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, violence, immolation, wrath, strife, sedition, issues, envying, murders, drunkenness, rebellion, and such like, this which I tell you before, have also told you in time past, that they which such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now here the good part we got to read. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against things that is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affliction. If we love in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. With the fruit of the Spirit, you don't have to pay for it. It's free. But with the flesh, we got to pay for it. Murder, envy, and all that, we got to pay for it. Yeah, man.
Amen. Okay, I'll be coming out of Ephesians chapter 1:3-14. I'm reading out of the Living Bible, and it goes on to say, how we praise God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every blessing in heaven because we belong to Christ. Long ago, even before he made the world, God chose us to be his very own. Through what Christ would do for us, he decided then to make us holy in his eyes without a single fault. We who stand before him covered with his love. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by sending Jesus Christ to die for us. And he did this because he wanted to. Now, all praise to God for his wonderful kindness to us and his favor that he has poured out upon us because we belong to his dearly loved Son. The overflowing is his kindness toward us, that he took away all our sins through the blood of his Son, by whom we are saved. And he has showered down upon us the richness of his grace, for how well he understands us and knows what is best for us at all times. God has told us his secret reason for sending Christ, a plan he decided on in mercy long ago. And this was his purpose, that the time is right He will gather us all together from wherever we are, in heaven or on earth, to be with him in Christ forever. Moreover, because of what Christ has done, we have gifts to God that he delights in. For as part of God's sovereign plan, we were chosen from the beginning to be his. And all things happen just as he decided long ago. God's purpose in this was that we should praise God and give glory to him for doing these mighty things for us who were the first to trust in Christ. And because of what Christ did, all you others too who heard the good news about how to be saved and trust Christ was marked as belonging to Christ by the Holy Spirit, who long ago had been promised to all of us Christians. His presence within us is God's guarantee that he really would give us all that he promised. And the Spirit seal upon means that God has already purchased us and that he guarantees to bring us to himself. This is just one more reason for us to praise our glorious God. Amen.
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 Okay, that concludes all the topics that we had on what to read when starting a new job. Before I go into the sick and shut-ins, I need two more volunteers. I need someone to do the birthday for me, and I also need someone to volunteer to be a closer.
Angela, I'll do the closing.
Angela?
Yeah.
Okay, anyone want to volunteer for a birthday? Everybody, don't speak at once.
Yeah. Well, I'll do it.
Kira, did I hear you say you want to do it? You can do it.
Who was that?
I'm going to sing it. Okay, Kadair's going to do the birthday for
him. Okay.
Let's see. Angela, were you prepared for the second shut-in?
Sorry, no.
I'm sorry?
No.
Okay. All right, I'll go ahead and do the second shut-in. If everyone would bow their heads for the second shut-in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your healing hand. We ask you to heal our family members, our friends, our loved ones that are not well. We are asking extra healing powers for Malachi, Tony, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, and Mary Ann. We ask that you lift them up in a special way. Breathe the Holy Spirit into them and let them know that you are the way. Help us to keep our faith you and to know that all things are possible. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you and we thank you. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, moving on to the birthday. Anyone birthday between October 30th through November 5th?
Betty.
Auntie Betty.
Yes.
First.
First. First. Auntie Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stan's birthday is November 5th. Anyone else?
My birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Kadarius.
Couldn't hear him.
Okay, did that go through?
No.
No?
No? Okay, we get the bed on my line. Come on, Kadarius. Sorry. Sorry.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Stan and Auntie Betty. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Amen. That's so sweet.
Many more.
Okay, all right. Okay. Where are we? Birthdays. Okay, now I will proceed to go down the list. Anyone wants to share anything tonight? If you do, go right ahead. If not, just say pass. So my first person I'm coming to is Mom. Want to share anything with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read Respond to Reading and the Divine Providence.
Okay.
And it's Psalm 34, 1 through 4. And it says, I will bless the Lord all time. His praises shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and humble shall hear therefore and be glad. Almighty, the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fear. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that. Okay, Daddy Verner.
Yes.
Want to share?
Both. Yes. Both is a meter and a thermostat contain liquid. And the difference is that a thermostat has a control unit that allows it to change the temperature of surrounding area. The thermostat may be given a setting above or below room temperature. It may take a little time, but the thermostat will reach its goal. Likewise, we have a control unit, the Holy Spirit. He allows us to live in the world, but not like the world. He give us the ability to rise above the world, even if he will change the whole world at the second coming of Christ, resulting in a new heaven and new earth. In the meantime, he allows us to find the happiness in our troubled world. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Daddy Verner, where that reading come from?
That's seeking true happiness. And it'd be found in Matthew. And it's the write-up of it, the introduction of it. It'd be Matthew 5:1-12.
Okay. Okay, next I have Angela.
Come back to me.
Okay. Auntie Betty?
Pass.
Okay. Auntie Carrie?
Pass.
Bruce?
Yeah, I want to say something real quick. Tonight's topic was when starting a new job, but I just wanted to take it a little farther. When you're basically dealing with a job in general, whether it's new, old, or what, I constantly have to remind myself and my wife, you know, who our boss is. I actually like the wintertime because I have a skull cap, and it says in the front, Jesus is my boss. And I basically wear that to work so that there's no doubt to my coworkers or management or anybody that sees me who my boss is. And I had to realize that, you know, I can't impress man with my work and with my work ethic. I remind myself that my promotion, it comes from God. And when I do go to work, I go to work and I give 110% because I know that my work is a worship to God. So I'm not going to ever go in and give a slack performance or anything like that because I know that my work and my work ethic is a worship to God. And before I actually go into the building of my job, I have to pray. I have to say scriptures to myself, and I always say, you know, keep your head up and stay prayed up. So when I walk into the building, I'm basically trying to change the atmosphere because, you know, you see people with a frown on their face or whatever. So when I walk in the building, I'm smiling. I'm saying hello to everybody, trying to just change the atmosphere up because I'm not going to let it affect me. And my day, because my day is going to be great regardless. So, you know, I do have to constantly remind myself who my boss is and who I work for. And like my wife tells me, you know, we're not just there to be at work to work. We're basically on assignment. So with scripture saying you got to let your light shine any and everywhere you are. So that's what I try to do on a daily basis. And I just want to say before I leave, you know, sometimes you just have to remind yourself who your boss is. It's not man. It's not the supervisor. It's not the manager. Jesus is your boss. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. I'm with you about praying before
Amen.
I walk into the
store. Are you
shutting
me off
of mute? Okay, we're going to move on to Danya. I'm pretty sure you have something to say.
Bored and sad, but I had a request. So, of course, your little brother. You know, I heard everything he said, all right? He said amen. But I had a request to say, it's me, oh Lord. In need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord. In need of prayer. Now my brother, now my sister, but it's me, oh Lord. Standing in need of prayer. Amen.
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 Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Man, we all standing in the need.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. LaToya, do you have anything you want to share with us tonight?
No, really. It's pretty much time to God. You know, doing our jobs every day is always a special thing. So, being always going there happy as possible and just as good as everybody else. Why you have a smile like this? Like they're just in the need to be mean or something. So it's just funny how a smile can brighten up anybody's day. And, you know, they always look joyful to see me. So that's all it is for me. It's just to make my life happy regardless on how others feel, you know, and just to put God first versus man or woman. So.
Hey.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Did y'all hear her?
Yes.
Okay, next I have Kira.
Kira, you want to talk to me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
I love Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Dad, anything you want to share with us tonight?
I pray.
Okay, all right, Brian.
I want to say everybody pray for me for traveling mercies because I'm coming back to Atlanta on the 2nd.
I hope everybody has a good night.
Amen. Okay, we will have you in our prayer. You enjoying your visit?
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Malachi, I want to say something.
Okay, Malachi.
I hope everybody have a good night.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. That's what's up. Amen.
And.
Okay, is there anyone else have anything that they would like to share?
Angela there.
Oh, I forgot to go back to you, sweetie.
Okay. It's so funny how the Lord moved, guys. While Bruce was saying his testimony, and I did tell that 100%, I have prayers on my way to work. I listen to good music. I get to work. I have a prayer on my desk. I mean, the enemy is really trying to break us down because we're trying to walk in Jesus, you know, walk with Jesus. And the enemy knows that. And that's when they're attacking us where things are important to us. So I did tell what Bruce said. And as I'm sitting here trying to think, what did I want to read, I ran across this prayer. And it's so timely to what I said. So bow your head. I'm back from now.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lord, call me. Call me to find a place where you can heal my life with all those things which empty my spirit. Call me to the rest and the comfort that you and you alone will give. Help me become transfigured and thereby change me for the good of my soul. Help me find that place in you and allow me to dwell there, if only for a brief session. Then, with faith and assurance, I can face today and tomorrow. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen. Okay, I want to thank everyone.
Closing.
Joining in tonight, and hope we all take something away from this to start our week out. Next week will be another open session. Amen. God puts perspectives on what to read when you are tempted to neglect public worship. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. I want to say one more thing before I do the thumb.
Okay.
First of all, I want to apologize to you guys for not being prepared. Everyone told me on the East Coast at work that the time was changing this weekend, so I thought, wow, I got an extra hour before the call. So I decided to take my test for my class that I finish up on Monday. And I had to have it finished by 5:30, 8:30 your time. So while you guys started the prayer line, I had to finish up this test. So I apologize that I was not prepared, nor was I ready to really participate as actively as I would like. So forgive me for that. I'll do better. But I will go ahead and do
that. Amen, that life, though.
Huh? I guess
amen,
I can't.
Amen, that life.
When do y'all time change?
Next week.
It doesn't change
it so much.
The weather doesn't change. We're freezing hot one day, freezing the next day. The weather doesn't change.
It's next weekend?
It's cold, huh?
Yes, the first weekend
okay.
in November.
We don't change. We don't change.
It's Halloween, you know. It's Halloween month. November, it's the end of the month.
Yeah, when y'all time changed, the call would be at 6 o'clock for us. So that's
about
yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, let me go ahead and do the Psalms 23rd, and I'm reading from the New International Version, the African American Devotional Bible. Pray, bow your heads. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff. They comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Okay, that concludes our program for tonight. Thank everyone for participating, and everyone have a blessed week. Jesus loves you, and so do I.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Love you all.
Everybody, good night.
Good night.
Hey, y'all. Good night.